TV presenter, academic and author, Professor Mary Beard, described as the world's most famous classicist, has officially opened the Nessa Brodgar exhibition at Orkney Museum. It tells the story of the past two decades of excavations at the site in the year that digging is due to come to an end, with the focus shifting to analysing, interpreting and publishing all the material that's been found. Professor Beard has been talking to Hugh.
I'd been to Orkney for the first time a year ago and to look at the Scarpa Flow Museum, which is absolutely amazing. And I was very keen to come back. And so we coincided my coming back visit with the opening of the Nessa Brodgar exhibition, but also giving me the chance to see some of the amazing things that there are in Orkney. And I have to say, I've been completely and utterly mind blown by what I've seen. It's been tremendous, 4 days now. And I shan't ever be the same again.
You've seen the exhibition about the Nessa Brodgar here at Tankiness House. I think you went to Rousey. You've had a bit of a flavour. Unfortunately, of course, you can't go to the Ness. There's nothing to see there at the moment.
Well, I did go to the Ness. And I
looked at lots of tyres.
And I looked at lots of tyres. But it was also still possible to get a sense of the size and the scale of it. I mean, you know, mostly I work on things a lot later than the Neolithic. And I've always been a little bit scared of the Neolithic, really, because it's quite hard to work out what's going on. But Ness plus all the other sites I've seen, from Skara Brae to Ringa Brodgar, etc., have really helped me just understand how important that period of Roman... that's a Freudian slip. It's really helped me understand how important that period of history was, but also how important Orkney was in that. I mean, I think that what you have to do is you have to, you know, turn your map of the British Isles on its head, because where the stuff is happening, you know, roll over Stonehenge, it's happening in Orkney. And being here for a few days and seeing not just one site, but lots of sites, had a really packed programme, has really helped me understand just how important this is. And I think that I will go away so with my map, my historical map of the British Isles rewritten a bit, because this is where you have to come. If you want to understand the Neolithic and actually Bronze Age and the Iron Age, this is where you've got to come. And I've been just, to say impressed is to be putting it a bit mildly. I've had my worldview's been a bit changed, actually, coming to Orkney.
I don't know if it's right, but your biography says that you began as a student working, digging on archaeological sites before you specialised in the classics. You're famously described as the best-known classicist in the UK. Would there have been in another universe a different Mary Beard who might have changed her period a bit if you'd known all this then?
You know, absolutely. I mean, I started digging in Romano-British sites in Shropshire. Now, if I'd been living in Orkney instead of in Shropshire, I would have got interested in a different period of history. There would have been a different period of history under my feet. You know, it's sad that we don't have some of the things that survive from the Roman world don't survive from the Neolithic world. It's a big task reconstructing their thought world, their cultural world. But it's, my goodness, it's well worth doing. And the place you do that is here. So, you know, had I been born and brought up in Orkney, I would have been a Neolithic girl, I think.
Mary Beard there. That exhibition runs at Tankiness House until the end of September.